This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by CBI in the alleged liquor policy scam. Chief Minister Kejriwal was granted bail on subject to bail bonds of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also put conditions on his release on bail, saying the AAP leader should not make any public comments about this case and should be present for all hearings before the trial court unless exempted. On Wednesday, a Delhi court had extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Kejriwal till the 25th of this month in connection with the liquor policy scam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced adoption of Delhi Declaration on Civil Aviation. The declaration was adopted unanimously at the conclusion of Second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference in New Delhi yesterday. The declaration is a comprehensive framework aimed at enhancing regional cooperation, addressing emerging challenges, and fostering sustainable growth in the civil aviation sector in the Asia-Pacific region. Addressing the conference, the Prime Minister said, India is now moving forward to become a leading aviation hub by the end of this decade and will be among the most well-connected regions in the coming years. Mr. Modi said, India is today a strong pillar of the global civil aviation ecosystem and growth of civil aviation sector in the country is unprecedented. He said the number of airports has doubled in India in the past 10 years and the country has become aviation inclusive. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has instructed all states and union territories to strictly monitor the manufacturing and sale of adulterated sweets, savories, and dairy products during the festive season. It also requested them to conduct frequent enforcement and surveillance drives during the festive season to prevent such malpractices. In a letter, FSSAI noted that the demand for sweets, savories, milk, and milk products like ghee, khoya, and paneer increases during the festive season. This heightened demand also increases the economic motivation to adulterate these products. It emphasized that preventive measures, including special surveillance and enforcement drives at hotspots, can effectively curb these practices while ensuring product safety. The Odisha government has decided to provide 10% reservation and a 3-year age relaxation along with exemption from the physical test for ex-Agniveers in uniformed services. The decision, taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, will offer ample opportunities to ex-Agniveers in uniformed services such as police, forest, excise, fire, or any other services determined by the state government. The 10% horizontal reservation for ex-Agniveers will be applied to all Group C and D posts in direct recruitment. India and China have agreed to work with urgency and redouble their efforts to achieve complete disengagement in the remaining areas. This emerged during a meeting between the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and member of the Communist Party of China Political Bureau and director of the Office of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission, Wang Yi, yesterday in St. Petersburg, Russia. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the meeting of BRICS high-ranking officials responsible for security matters and national security advisors. India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has warned of heavy rain in Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan over next few days. The downpour is expected as a result of a depression that developed over central India. Met Office has also warned of heavy rainfall across Delhi and National Capital Region today. Delhi and its adjoining areas have been experiencing light to moderate rainfall since last night. In the South Asian Junior Athletics Championship, India clinched 9 gold medals in Chennai on the second day yesterday. Anisha secured India's first gold of the day in the women's discus throw with a record-setting distance of 49.91 metres. Amanat Kamboj won silver with a throw of 48.38 metres, while Sri Lanka's G.H. Gaurangni took bronze with 37.95 metres. Neeru Pathak earned the 9th gold for India in the women's 400 meters, clocking 54.5 seconds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.